everyone. We wanted to tell you about a new show we are loving, the Culture Study Podcast with Anne Helen Peterson.
It's a show about exploring the nooks and crannies of the culture that surrounds you. Each week, Anne and a super smart co-host answer listeners' questions about the stuff they find interesting and perplexing, like, why do clothes suck now? Is Paw Patrol propaganda, or is it not that deep? And what's the deal with everyone I know getting a divorce?
Like Anne's tremendously popular newsletter, the Culture Study Podcast is funny, insightful, and kind of weird. And it's guaranteed to help you become the most interesting person at parties. Listen to the Culture Study Podcast every Wednesday, wherever you get your shows.
This podcast is free. And it's accessible to everyone, thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at KUOW.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks!
Okay, Lindy and I are hanging out. We're going to have a nice, normal time. And I feel like I'm going to be empathetic and thoughtful, just like my beautiful friend taught me to be.
Text me back.
Good morrow. This is Text Me Back, a podcast about best friends, the best animals, and the worst people. I'm Megan Hatcher-Mays.
And I'm Lindy West. Text Me Back-alites, we're taking a little baby break this week. We'll be back with a full episode next week, but we are not going to leave you hanging today with nothing.
Absolutely not. We would never do that because we can't get enough clicks, views, subscriptions, and attention / accolades. So this week, we have a little surprise for you. We have some little treats for you from the early days of making this show, what we're calling our tin can on a string era, because our audio is not very good, but the jokes are phenomenal.
The jokes are popping off.
Like pop rocks, baby. We're going to share a story of beautiful best friendship that was sullied, naturally, by the internet. But first, Lindy, would you like to explain the gorgeous original score, Oscar-nominated original score, a ballad, if you will, that we are about to hear?
This is way back in the lore. Before we had settled on an official show title. So when we were piloting the show, we thought that it would be funny and fun and cute to call the show Most Likely to Make You Laugh, because that is the award that Megan and I won in high school.
It sure was.
Megan, do you remember?
How could I forget? Yes, originally we were going to name the show Most Likely to Make You Laugh. It turns out that's a very long title for a podcast. Apparently bad for SEO.
However, before we changed the name when we were piloting the show, we thought, wouldn't it be funny to make sort of an old-fashioned TV-style theme song? Like, you know how like a TV show used to have a theme song that told you what the TV show was about?
It's so good. We cannot keep it to ourselves any longer. So with this great buildup, we now bring you the theme song for our podcast that was once upon a time called Most Likely to Make You Laugh.
They met in the high school gym in 1999. They won funniest in the senior poll. And for the next 24 years, they never shut up about politics and gossip and celebrities and snakes. Megan's a lawyer. Lindy's not a lawyer. They are not reporters. They are not objective. They're just two best friends with lots of opinions. They're most likely to make you
wasn't that fun? Don't you remember, Megan, the memories?
Yes, I remember the memories. What a banger. Okay, that was actually genuinely wonderful. And I'm glad that everyone finally got to hear your incredible, your Northwest Girls Choir training in action.
Thank you. A big concern when we were piloting the show was that Megan and I...
Fake news, I think.
Yeah. We call it fake news. We report on things without having read the article. We assert with confidence that vampires are real, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so because KOW is a real news organization, an NPR affiliate, in fact, the higher ups were like, how do we fact check this? And we were like, no. You can't fact check it. There's no facts. There's no facts in it. So one of the functions of the theme song was to put right up front that we are not reporters. Don't come to us with quibbles about facts. Sometimes you're going to get facts. Sometimes you're going to get myths, legends, and fables and exaggerations.
That is the text me back guarantee.
And big ups to Josh Rawlings. Josh came over, listened to me sing my absolutely deranged, creepy jingle one time, and then filled in the most beautiful chords I've ever heard. Round of applause.
Yes, thank you, Josh.
Guess what? Text Me Back is going live. Friday, March 15th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Seattle.
We'll talk about our favorite animals, our least favorite people. We'll share our tidings, play a game or two, and maybe even bring some songs and other surprises for this special live podcast event.
You can check KOW.org for events.
Or check the show notes for today's show. See you then, besties. We're going to move on to a different story that we recorded 1 million years ago on our Spider-Man walkie-talkies. This one is about best friendship, which is an enduring theme of the show, even though we changed the name and changed some other things about it. Lindy, you actually brought this exciting oceanic tale to the podcast back then.
I sure did, Megan. And it combines many themes of this show, more than just best friendship. Mm-hmm. It's got dogs. It's got the sea. It's got mysteries, it's got conspiracies, it's got internet chaos. It really has it all. And also, it's fun to listen back and hear our youthful vigor. Don't you agree?
Yeah, back when we were 41 and a half only, and not almost 42.
September of 2023.
The salad days.
Hope you enjoy.
This is my favorite story of the year so far, I would say. Oh, it's a story out of Mexico. A man named Timothy Shattuck, age 54, was lost at sea for 3 months. He was adrift. So he set sail from Mexico. He was heading to French Polynesia on his small catamaran, and things went wrong. He lost his sails, he lost his electronics, and he was adrift at the mercy of the ocean currents. His only companion, a Mexican street dog named Bella, who he had just met in Mexico. And she was like, look, man, I like you. I like where this is going. This friendship is really working for me. And so she hopped on the boat with him. And they're lost at sea for 3 months. He's catching fish. They're collecting rainwater. He said specifically that keeping Bella alive and content gave him purpose to get through the long days.
Oh my gosh.
And then eventually he was spotted by a helicopter that was, I believe, assisting a Mexican fishing boat in finding tuna. Oh. And then the tuna boat went and freaking picked him up, Timmy and Bella, and rescued them. And then I did like this detail. The tuna boat was like, hey, man, nice to see you, but we gotta get some tuna before we go back to land. So you're gonna have to just hang here.
Kind of in the midst of tuna season.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
We gotta make a living. So then he just hung out on the tuna boat for 2 days while they looked for tuna. And then as soon as they found a bunch of tuna, then they took him back. It does say that they showered him and Bella with first aid.
Yeah. Well, Bella in particular, I think really deserves it. She thought she was just going on like a little sea vacay. Next thing she knows, she's stuck with this guy on a busted catamaran.
I so agree. And they did such a good job. You know, like, they were thirsty as hell, skin and bones, but like also kind of thriving.
Little eat, pray, love.
Absolutely. I guess it was they got caught in a storm and the storm knocked out their equipment. Okay, there is a weird detail in this,
yes,
in this Associated Press story, which is that in some interviews, Timmy has acknowledged that he did have some kind of beacon or a way to signal Mayday, and he chose not to. So,
right? A long con to just get fresh tuna? Is that what?
Truly, he did say in interviews that he ate a lot of tuna sashimi while they were adrift. Because okay. He had fishing equipment, so he was fishing. They were munching on unlimited poke.
I know you said new Castaway just dropped, but maybe new scam alert. New sushi scammer alert.
Maybe this scam is going to take off.
And yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be picking up street dogs on their catamarans, getting lost, being found by tuna trawlers. Involved. Yeah.
Although the last detail of the story that has been somewhat controversial.
Ooh.
Timmy did not bring Bella home with him to Australia.
Wow.
And let me tell you, the public was outraged. By this detail. Mm-hmm. They could not believe that Timmy would ruin this feel-good story for them by abandoning his best friend. And this is a classic case of the woke mind virus internet mob. If you look into it, if you scratch the surface of this detail, you can't just bring a dog into Australia.
No, you can't.
When confronted with the outrage of the mob, Timmy said, "The Australian embassy really made that decision for me." Ooh. His country has very strict animal quarantine laws. And really what he was doing, he left Bella with one of the tuna fishermen who had fallen in love with her. And that was very cute. But she got to stay in her home country where she speaks the language. She didn't have to sit in Australian dog quarantine for like a year only to immediately be eaten by a spider when she was set free in Australia. We can't be bringing dogs to Australia. It's not safe for them.
And it's not fair. It's unjust. Also, I'm really sorry to say this, but the reason I know that it's difficult to bring dogs into Australia is because, and again, I want to apologize for mentioning this person's name on our beloved podcast, is because Johnny Depp and Amber Heard snuck their chihuahuas into Australia and they got caught and they had to make the most hinged video about protecting Australia's biodiversity because I guess chihuahuas are invasive species. They both look like they're being held hostage by the Australian government.
When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you firmly.
I am truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared. Protecting Australia is important.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
One of the most unwatchable internet videos I've ever seen, and I have a high tolerance.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It is so uncomfortable. You do feel that they are going to imminently be beheaded by the Prime Minister of Australia.
Correct.
And I don't want Timmy to have to go through that, nor Bella, you know?
No.
I think
Bella suffered enough. Also, sometimes that's the mark of a good best friend. You know when to let them go. So that they can flourish. So it's a beautiful best friendship.
It's true. And on that note, I have signed custody of you over to a Mexican fisherman that I know.
Thank you. Yes. Well, how else will I truly know what it's like to be alive unless I'm eating tuna sashimi next to a dolphin? Thank you.
Lindy, I hope you have a nice vacay.
Thank you. I will be shivering by the shores of Lake Michigan.
Amazing.
How about you, Megan? You gonna have a good vacation?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed and I'm gonna stay there for 6 to 7 business days. Looking forward.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
But thanks for taking this little peek back into our vault with us. I was so sad that the stuff was never gonna see the light of day, you know?
I know. Much like the Disney vault, this is your last chance to buy this podcast on VHS before Michael Eisner slams the door. Sorry, before Marshall Eisen slams the door shut.
So you better like and subscribe to this podcast. That's and right. Rate us 6 stars and give us an accolade, please.
Please, literally.
Give us an accolade.
Listen, we can't live without the accolades. So please rate, review, tell your bestie about our delightful program. Thank you.
We will see you next week with a full, rich, thick, new episode of Text Me Back.
Bye.
Bye. Text Text Me Back is a production of KUOW in Seattle, a proud member of the NPR network. Our editor is Jeannie Yandel. Our senior producer is Brandy Fullwood. Our mixer is Jason Burrows.
Diana Bowen makes our video clips, and they are delightful. I'm not just saying that because we're in them. Go enjoy them at Text Me Back Pod on Instagram and TikTok. Our production team includes Michaela Giannotti-Boyle, Amelia Peacock, Alicia Villa, Hans Twite, Brendan Sweeney, and Marshall Eisen.
Our music is by Chief Ahamefele J. Oluo.
Special thanks to our perfect angel, Isolde Raftery.
I'm Lindy West.
And I'm Megan Hatcher-Mays. See you next week.
Are you sure you want to admit that?
That guy seems like a wizard.
Really quickly, people should know, this podcast is not about facts, news, or information.
Okay? I watch a lot of shows about antiquity. Like, this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me. I am on a roller coaster. What's going to happen next?
Oh, now I have to yell at you.
Foundational dynamic reference. That, like, Megan's a little bit scary, and she yells at adults. And I am quivering.
Got him. Boom, roasted.
Zombie cannibal vampire monster.
Yeah, that's a bunch of chuckleheads.
I hope you don't have plans to spend time with literally anyone else.
Text me back.
Text me back.
Text me back.
Text me back at once.
Why won't you text me back?
Hanging out, we're gonna have a nice normal time, and I feel like I'm gonna be empathetic and thoughtful, just like my beautiful friend taught me to be.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.